Now, just 11 days to go to Election Day in the United States. More than 45 million people have already cast their votes for either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And last night, the two men met for the last television debate of this campaign. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, was watching. And sadly, Brian, I have to confess, so was I. It was a more civilised affair, but there was still plenty of disagreement, wasn't there, in this final debate?
Yeah, plenty of disagreements, but none of the interruptions or the aggression that we saw the last time, Anya. And organisers were ready for that. They had brought in mute buttons for the microphones and they were going to mute any candidate that tried to interrupt or shout over their opponent. But in the end of the day, the mute buttons weren't really needed. A lot of that was down to the moderator, Kristen Welker of NBC News. She was excellent. She cut them off if they were running over time. She really kept them in shape. Previous moderators had struggled during the first debate. Chris Wallace of Fox News really couldn't keep much control of it, and actually last night he praised her, saying that she had done, you know, a better job than him. And in fact, this presenter, Kristen Welker, also got praise from Donald Trump, who said she had done a good job, and he had actually clashed with that particular journalist in the past. And Donald Trump very well behaved last night when it came to the interruptions. But yes, there were still plenty of clashes, and the first clash came on the issue of the coronavirus. It dominated much of the debate. Joe Biden said that anyone who was responsible for so many deaths should not remain president. President Donald Trump defended his handling of the pandemic. President Trump said, "We're learning to live with it," which prompted this response from Joe Biden.
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it. You folks home will have an empty chair at the kitchen table this morning. That man or wife going to bed tonight and reaching over to try to touch their, out of habit, where their wife or husband was, is gone. Learning to live with it. Come on. We're dying with it. Because he has never said, as you said, it's dangerous. When's the last time? Is it really dangerous still? Are we dangerous? You tell the people it's dangerous now. What should they do about the danger? And you say, I take no responsibility.
Let me talk about your two.
Excuse me. I take full responsibility. It's not my fault that it came here. It's China's fault. And you know what? It's not Joe's fault that it came here either. It's China's fault. They kept it from going into the rest of China for the most part. But they didn't keep it from coming out to the world, including Europe and ourselves.
And Brian, that was the exchanges between them in terms of the coronavirus, obviously dominating the campaign. But the Trump campaign very much hoping that they'll get the kind of turnaround in the last 11 days that he managed to achieve against Hillary Clinton in 2016. And they're going big on the Hunter Biden story. How did that feature in this debate last night?
Yeah, it's interesting you said Hillary Clinton. This is like the Hillary Clinton emails thing that we had 4 years ago. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, Donald Trump repeatedly accuses him and claims that he was involved in corrupt business deals in China, Ukraine and Russia. He said that Hunter Biden and two of Joe Biden's brothers were like vacuum cleaners, sucking up money and using Joe Biden's position as vice president to make themselves rich. Joe Biden fired back, saying that it was Donald Trump who was receiving money from foreign countries, pointed to recent media reports about a secret Chinese bank account that Donald Trump has. Now, Joe Biden would have known that these Hunter attacks were going to come. He was ready for them, and here's how he responded.
There's a reason why he's bringing up all this malarkey. There's a reason for it. He doesn't want to talk about the substantive issues. It's not about his family and my family. It's about your family, and your family's hurting badly. If you're making less than, if you're a middle-class family, you're getting hurt badly right now. You're sitting at the kitchen table this morning deciding, well, we can't get new tires, they're bald because we have to wait another month or so. Or are we going to be able to pay the mortgage? Or who's going to tell her she can't go back to community college? They're the decisions you're making in the middle-class families like I grew up in Scranton and Claymont. They're in trouble. We should be talking about your families, but that's the last thing he wants to talk about.
I want to talk about North Korea.
Excuse me, just
I do
for
want
one
to
second,
turn to
please.
10 seconds, Mr. President.
That's
10
a typical
seconds.
Political statement. Let's get off this China thing. And then he looks, the family, around the table, everything. Just right. A typical politician when I see that.
Let's talk
I'm
about
not
North
a typical
Korea
politician.
Now. Okay,
that's
President
why I got elected.
That let's
was,
talk
let's
about,
get off the subject of China. Let's talk around sitting around the table.
All right.
Come on, Joe, you can do better.
We're going to
talk.
And that's what they had to say on that. Certainly, Joe Biden's answer there is a masterclass in what they call a pivot, where you're asked a question about one thing and you manage to turn it into an answer on another thing, which he did there. And presumably that was what he prepped on. As I was saying earlier, Brian, 45 million votes already cast. So was this debate, I mean, Republicans much happier with President Trump's performance I've seen in the initial reaction. Is it a game changer at this stage or no? Is there a winner?
Yeah, well, first off, on front, in terms of a winner, of course, as they always do, both sides came out and claimed victory. I think both sides will be pleased. Yes, Donald Trump reined himself in. We didn't see the interruptions. We didn't see the aggression. That first debate performance damaged him in the opinion polls. Joe Biden will be pleased with his performance. It wasn't the most amazing debate. There was some of that typical Joe Biden rambling, some of him losing his train of thought, but there was no big gaffes, no big missteps. Did either side land a killer blow? Maybe not. There were some interesting attacks, I think. Joe Biden at one point was during the climate change part of the debate, mm-hmm. the subject of oil came up. Joe Biden was referring to the fact that he would transition America away from oil. Donald Trump latched on this and said, you know, this would be bad news for Texas. This would be bad news for Oklahoma and Pennsylvania. Also, we saw Joe Biden land a pretty decent blow on Donald Trump when it came to the issue of race relations. Donald Trump has repeatedly claimed that he has been the best president for the African-American community since Abraham Lincoln. And here's how Joe Biden responded to that.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire, every single one. Started off his campaign coming down the escalator saying he's going to get rid of those Mexican rapists. He's banned Muslims because they're Muslims. He has moved around and made everything worse across the board. He says to the, about the poor boys, last time we were on stage here, he said, I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
He made a reference to Abraham Lincoln. Where did that come in? I mean,
you said you're Abraham Lincoln.
No, no, where did that? No.
I said
not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black community.
And I'm saying,
I didn't say I'm Abraham Lincoln. I said not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black community. Now, you have done nothing other than the crime bill, which put tens of thousands of black men, mostly, in jail.
All right, let me ask Vice President Biden.
If you look at what's happening with the voting right now,
let me ask
they
Vice
remember
President
that
Biden
you treated them very, very badly. Take a look at what's happening out there.
That was the moderator, Kristen Welker, with Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden in that final debate of the US presidential campaign. And our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, talking to us about that debate, which happened overnight. If you were sleeping, you can catch it in full on the RTE News channel at 9 o'clock.